Hey, this is Sherry Harmel, and before we get into the show, I want to invite you to join the VIP waitlist for my new book, Designing Your Fabulous Next Chapter. Just like the show, this workbook and journal will help you overcome the challenges on your journey to finding your joie de vivre. Go to www.extraordinarywomenmagazine.com to sign up now. Today, we're going to step into the wisdom of Jamie Kern Lima, founder of IT Cosmetics, and I'm reviewing her two books. The first one is called Believe It, and the most recent one, which just came out in 2024, is titled Worthy. Jamie founded IT Cosmetics, and 8 years later, just to give you a little background history on Jamie, she sold it to L'Oreal for $1.2 billion. And subsequently became the first woman to hold the title of CEO in all of L'Oreal's 108-year history. Jamie's a real woman and an authentic woman. I think a very special woman who shares so many good insights on her journey. Well, hello, everyone. I'm Sherry Harmel. I'm your host for the Extraordinary Women podcast show that is all about supporting and helping women age 50 plus to design and live their own fabulous next chapter. Jamie's first book, as I mentioned, Believe It, came out in 2021. I have carried this book, honestly, on airplanes. I've had it in suitcases between Paris, between Boston to Minneapolis. It just touched me that deeply. It's the story of how Jamie had the idea of what she would define as a real and authentic cosmetic company and actually produced real makeup products for real women. She used herself as an example of many of the products in the promotions. Jamie suffers from rosacea, and she also had other women, real women, like you and I, who were in her ads and her promotions, you know, not that typical 25-year-old who's selling anti-aging products. Jamie's big break came when she got on QVC, but the book shares, which I think is so important in today's world, she shares all of those years of hard work that led up to finally being on QVC. And basically that QVC promotion launched IT Cosmetics into the stratosphere. Well, much like many of us, Believe It is really a story of a woman who doesn't fit the typical beauty mold. Maybe a woman like us with flaws, with wrinkles, a curvy figure, with a rounder face. I can relate to all of that. I'm going to share parts of this book with you because I think it's really important. She says, I've learned that sharing our true, flawed, authentic selves is the only way real connection and love can happen. It's the only way to step into our full power and purpose. Love this. I believe that the core foundation to my work to help women like you design their own fabulous next chapters is about that real connection with yourself. Now, even if you were blessed with beauty, you had amazing opportunities that you jumped on throughout your life. Maybe you did a phenomenal job of balancing raising your kids with the rest of your life. I want to say midlife changes everything. And it is you who has to believe you can make your next chapter fantastic. That former beauty, the success that you had, the motherhood, is kind of all a thing of the past, right? There's a new you that's showing up at this point in your life. You've arrived at what I call a new destination, and authenticity is the key. Now, I'm going to share another one of Jamie's quotes. She says, let's see if I can find the page. Think about how good it feels when you are being your true self. You don't have to even try. It just happens. It feels effortless. And she also shares, which I thought was amazing, considering this is a woman who wrote the book who founded a company that grew to $1.2 billion. This was amazing. She said, one of the biggest fears that holds us back from showing up as our true self is the fear that people won't like us. Wow. A key to believing in ourselves is surrounding ourselves with people who not only believe in us and love us for who we are, but also sharpen us. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But I think, that desire to be liked is really, truly a lesson for all of us. We kind of, as women, it's ingrained in us in a certain way to be want to be liked, to not make waves, and recognizing that that's a part of you will help you to live as your true self, as your authentic self, as Janie says. And then you will know, and that's how this relates to the Extraordinary Women podcast show, then you will know exactly what it is that you want in your next chapter. Something else that Jamie talks about that I feel is highly relevant for many of us is trying to do things all on our own, trying to build something, create a life without telling anyone, without engaging anyone. I'll read you a section where she talks about this. She says, I've always been the lone wolf who carved my own path, who was determined to succeed in my life and career despite what everyone else told me. Despite those who doubted me, despite those who failed me, despite where I came from, I'd always felt like men held women back and we could do everything on our own. But I realized I'd gotten one big thing wrong. We can't do it all alone, or at least we can't truly live our best lives all alone. It's fascinating to me that she brought this up because we use words like self-made woman or self-made man, whatever it is, and recognizing that we none of us do this all alone. And actually we need to engage with people around us, in order to create what it is that we want in our next chapters. What that is, what our real dream is for our next chapter can't be a secret. It can't be hidden. Secret dreams are, I call them just fantasies. I've had a few of mine in my lifetime. Because we don't tell anybody about them, so that we don't publicly have to fail, what truly happens is that, because we don't tell anyone, we don't ask for any help, and we don't make any connections that would really help us on our journey. So, bottom line, secret dreams never come true. I thought that was just a beautiful comment from Jamie, and throughout this book, believe it, you will get nuggets. I have so many underlinings, you won't believe it. The second book just came out, and it's titled Worthy: How to Believe You Are Enough and Transform Your Life. This book is much more of almost a coaching book, I want to say, and Jamie really walks her talk because 100% of the proceeds of this particular book are donated to Feeding America and programs dedicated to building self-worth in girls and women. There's also loads of free exercises and whatnot. I don't know if you can see it, but there's downloadable inside. There's a QR code for you to get all kinds of exercises, extra exercises that are maybe not pointed out in this book. So I think it's really great. This book, though, sort of surprised me at first because I thought, here's a woman who built up and sold her cosmetic company for this amazing amount of money. And how could worthy be a topic that she wants to explore? She tells her story. And it's actually quite believable, but she goes into the story of how she first met Oprah. And Oprah, it plays a role in this book, which you may or may not like. But one, there were some tidbits of information in her interactions with Oprah that I thought were really valuable for all of us. First of all, she talks about the cancel culture and how the most prevalent form of the cancel culture is one that no one talks about. And that is how we cancel ourselves. Now, that statement made me sit up. Then she goes on to talk about this class that she and Oprah did together, which I thought was really kind of interesting. And she says, I think Oprah actually said this, you don't become what you want. You can have the greatest heart desire. We all have them, don't we? And work really, really hard, so hard. But if you don't believe you are worthy, it will not come. Being worthy, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit, is the magic formula. I thought that was great. Jamie goes on to define, the difference between self-worth and self-confidence. And in a nutshell, self-worth is more internal. It's a belief that you are worthy, of whatever goodness it is that you want in your life. It's how you feel on the inside. Self-confidence, in contrast, is what you show others. And self-confidence is often based on what you do, the achievements that you've had, the accomplishments you've attained. She describes, this was beautiful. She describes self-worth as your foundation and self-confidence as the house that you build on top of the foundation. I love that description. I'm a very visual person, and to me, that made perfect sense because I could imagine if that foundation isn't strong, if the foundation isn't solid, what kind of a house is going to be built on top of it? We've all had careers. We've all, raised the kids. We've been in, we're still in, or maybe have been in a marriage. And you might wonder, Sherry, wait a minute. Why are you bringing this up? Why are we talking about worthy when the Extraordinary Women show is all about women 50 plus who are designing their own next chapters? Well, when you decide to shift your life into another chapter, you want to really celebrate that next chapter, whether it's a retirement that you want to achieve or really start, if you want to call it that, an empty nest, even a divorce. Maybe you want to change the relationship that you have with your partner. That house that you built and lived in before, the house, suddenly shifts. And I say that because sometimes the things that gave us self-confidence, the achievements, the accomplishments, the things that we did out in the world, the recognition we got for our positions, our roles, suddenly changes when we hit this next chapter, when we hit this point in our lives where, we don't go to the meetings. We're not listed in the program as such. All of that, suddenly shifts. Our next chapter, we have to build a new house because our self-confidence is going to come from something else. Now, the foundation is still there. And we need to talk about that foundation because the foundation is what's going to allow you to build an amazing house. So I'm going to talk about in chapter four, Jamie goes into this in great detail. She talks about how, that worthiness, which is that foundation, self-worth, is always unfolding. It's a lifelong voyage, as she calls it, and it continues each day. I'm going to talk though a little bit or read you a little bit of what Jamie says, see if I can get to the page, about the ways to change your self-worth. Remember, the self-worth is your foundation. How do you build your self-worth? And Jamie very eloquently talks about how changing your self-worth is actually related to changing your relationship with rejection.
Are you ready to design, create, and live your fabulous next chapter? Continue the conversation with your free subscription to Extraordinary Women magazine. Sign up now at www.extraordinarywomenmagazine.com. you get quarterly issues of our gorgeous, entertaining and educational magazine with articles from women who are experts in travel, fashion, food, lifestyle, business and more. You'll also have opportunities to gain community and share conversations, plus weekly blogs and bonus content sent straight to your inbox. Live your fabulous next chapter. Subscribe for free at www.extraordinarywomenmagazine.com.
Going to give you something. Everything in life simply carries the meaning we attach to it. That meaning creates the emotions that we feel around it. And the emotions we feel then create our life experience. When you change the meaning you assign to something and truly believe that meaning, everything starts to shift. Disappointment becomes divine trust. Self-loathing becomes gratitude. Rejection becomes resiliency. Self-worth solidifies. And she says, when you change your relationship with rejection and failure, you change your life. I thought that was something. You know, in some ways it made me chuckle. In other ways, it kind of made me sad and made me realize that maybe I've attached a meaning to the rejections that I've experienced in my life. And there have been many, truly. But that if I change the way I look at my perception of those rejections and what that means to me, that there's actually gold in each rejection, rather than, you know, letting myself get stuck on what didn't work out. You know, the ending of my 20-year marriage, some of you can relate. I can now look back and embrace all the happiness and experiences I had in my life, you know, during the marriage. The marriage, you know, obviously every marriage has some goodness that comes out of it, but also what have I gained by having the courage to end what was a very, very unhappy marriage. Another one, I'm a birth mother, as I've shared with many of you. Giving up my son impacted my life in so many ways, and finding my son and welcoming him back into my life meant for me that I was no longer a part of the family I had grown up in. I was disowned by my parents and my siblings. Huge rejection, right? But when I sat and read through this book, I can now see that their dysfunction would have actually eaten away at me and denied me of the experience and love of my child and my subsequent grandchildren. So obviously, I'm switching that idea, that concept, that perception of what rejection means. How we look at the rejection that we've experienced in our life, and I just completely agree with Jamie, does shift how you look at yourself. And it does strengthen when you look at yourself from the perspective of, oh gosh, what did I get out of that particular experience, that really, really difficult experience that might have had a whole lot of rejection wrapped up in it. It does strengthen. When I shift that, it strengthens my foundation of worthiness. You know, at our ages, we've all lived full lives. And as a result, we've all experienced a good bit of rejection inside those years of living, right? But if we dwell on the losses, or as Jamie calls them, rejections, you know, we can't create that sustainable foundation in order to build that fabulous next chapter house that we're going to be building. Now, chapter 14, excuse me, I'm jumping ahead a little bit, quite relevant for us because it gets into, okay, so what do we do? So let's see, I'm going to check out page 185, just so you know. She says, and I thought this related to so many of us, I'm shifting gears a little bit because this chapter is titled The Secret to Fulfillment, which is something many women talk about in their next chapter. How do I feel fulfillment? And she says, I thought, oh my God, is she speaking with us? Right now, in your life, would you say you're truly fulfilled? Or do you feel like something is missing? Perhaps you're not quite sure what it is, and you find yourself asking questions like, is this all there is? Or saying to yourself, I thought by now, and with all I've accomplished, I was going to feel happy, but I just don't. Or I have so much to be grateful for, so I'm going to tell the world I've got it all, but I just can't shake this longing I feel inside for something more. And yet, no matter how much more I get or build, it doesn't satisfy the longing. Or I must be ungrateful and selfish if I still feel unfulfilled given everything I have. I thought that was incredible. Yes, you can travel to all the places that you've dreamed of. You know, we're talking about next chapter. Post-career, post-raising the kids. You can travel to everywhere you want to go. You can babysit the grandkids. You can sit in a lounge chair, as I call it, with an umbrella drink looking at the ocean. But will all of those experiences make you feel fulfilled? No. And does fulfillment matter? It's huge. So Jamie talks in this book about the four keys to fulfillment. She talks about self-worth, which I've given you a little tidbit of. And she talked about self-confidence, you know, the foundation and the house. But the next two are quite interesting. And I thought it was amazing, actually, because she talks about growth and contribution as the two other pieces that are important. Now, growth, Jamie defines as, you know, lots of different things. It might be taking on a new hobby. It might be doing work, you know, working on something that's in your past through therapy. It might be picking up a book, taking on a new challenge, learning something new. Growth is, we all know, we sign up for the classes and we all know that we continue to expand what it is that we know and what it is that we're learning. Contribution, though, and Jamie talks about that in this book, is a game changer. And I thought that was really quite interesting and relevant for us as we create our next chapter. This is what she said. For ultimate success, happiness, and fulfillment, you also need the feeling of contribution. To be contributing to others, a cause, or something bigger and beyond yourself. Research shows that people who volunteer are more satisfied with their life and report better mental and overall health. The need to contribute can be met in many forms in your life, from simply letting someone else know they've been seen, that they matter, all the way to helping others, you know, by serving, by donating your time, your money, or your ideas. Self-confidence, growth, and contribution are fundamental human needs for ultimate happiness, fulfillment, meaning, and joy. I just loved that because I think in many ways, that is what ends up to be missing from our next chapter plans, our next chapter dreams. How are we going to give back? And it doesn't necessarily mean that, as Jamie said, that you have to, you know, go volunteer in a particular organization. It might be having those more deep conversations with your grandchildren. It might be listening to a friend. Not everyone has children. Not everyone has children they're connected with. Not everyone has strong families. How do you make a difference, basically, in someone else's life? Why are we here? And therefore, I felt that that particular piece is incredibly important as we set up and design and then live our next chapters. Now, this book has a lot of information in it that I think are relevant for younger women, actually. There could be, and I'm sure there probably is, an entire coaching program that's connected to this book, but don't discount it because there are some very important ideas and thoughts for those of us who are actively working on designing and living our next chapters. Of the two, I especially loved Believe It, but tell me your thoughts. I would love to hear which of these two did you relate to? Which of these two are you carrying around in your suitcase? I want to thank you for joining me today. And if you enjoyed this video, something a little different, give me the thumbs up. And please do subscribe if you haven't already. You know, I just love hearing from you. Tell me which book you loved better. Tell me whether or not you like these book reviews. I just love hearing your ideas, your thoughts, your feedback. And if you're ready to start designing your own fabulous next chapter, sign up for the VIP wait list for my book that should be coming out sometime in the fall. There will be some fun gifts for you that you will receive between now and the book launch. So sign up on that VIP wait list. All of the links are below. I wanted to extend my best wishes to all of you. Take care, and we shall see you soon, or as we say in Paris, à bientôt.